This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A very small group of U.S. states have allowed voters to file ballots electronically, whether by fax, email, or even a web portal. This is often for uniformed military and overseas citizens. In the U.S., we generally are leery of full online voting for security reasons. Well, my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, explains how one European country with a population the size of my home state of Maine has done this.
In Estonia, just about everything happens online. No, really. 99% of the Baltic countries' public services happen on the internet. Everything from storing health data to signing legal court documents. And in 2005, voting was added to that list. Voters use a national ID to log into the system, enter a PIN code to cast their vote, and a QR code afterwards to make sure their ballot was received.
I have to say Estonia has not seen effective and wide-scale attempts against its elections the way perhaps the U.S. has.
That's Lisa Past, who helped lead the Estonian government's analysis on cyber risks of online voting before the platform was officially rolled out. She said the U.S. could adopt a similar system, but there's one rather large challenge.
Voting cannot be more digital than the governance it supports. If your citizens are quite accustomed to applying for their driver's license online and there's years of history of doing that securely, then voting just becomes one of those services.
Trust is the linchpin that makes the system work, and undermining that trust is a top goal for hackers, especially in a country like the United States, which is seen as a high-stakes target. Harry Hursty, who helped lead analysis of Estonia's online voting system, argues no system will ever be 100% secure, which is a problem because...
There's no do-overs. In banking, if there's a fraudulent transaction, your money can be returned. That's not the case in election. You cannot correct errors, so you have to get it right.
But that's where Florian Marcus from e-Estonia, a partnership between the government and the IT industry, disagrees.
If there is a widespread problem, then we can also cancel the online elections and we can still have the paper vote right afterwards.
That process, he says, wouldn't delay the election because i-voting ends 3 days before paper voting begins. And clearly, that reassurance is enough for Estonians. In the last election, 44% of the nation's voters cast their ballots online, up from just 1% when e-voting was first available. But before you jump to the next conclusion that the convenience of online voting leads to higher voter turnout, Past said that doesn't actually happen. In her words, a voter is a voter, and technology neither entices nor discourages participation in the democratic process. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.